I'm filled with nervous excitement as you lead me to the train. It's late at night, the station abandoned. We are going on an adventure, you tell me. Your hand enclosing mine makes me feel safe. Stepping up and into the train, you lead me to a set of seats facing each other. There doesn't appear to be anyone else in the carriage. You sit, and as the train begins to move, gesture for me to kneel at your feet. I love to be in front of you like this. I rest my head on your thigh and feel you gently stroke my hair. You shift slightly so I can nuzzle your cock with my cheek through your jeans. I think, I hope, I know where this is going. Do you want it, baby? You ask me. I nod mutely. I feel a flutter of excitement in my chest and my cunt when you slowly undo your button and pull down your zip. This combines with anxiety when you tell me to beg for it. I find it so difficult to talk when we're like this, and despite the carriage being empty, I am still afraid to be so brazen in a public place. Your fingers tighten in my hair and pull me back just a little. You pull your cock free and chuckle as my eyes widen with longing. Beg, you say. I do. Please, Daddy. Please let me touch your cock. Please let me feel it hard and soft and warm against my lips. Please let me lick the tip. Let me taste your pre-cum, slippery and slightly salty on my tongue. Please, please let me take it into my mouth, stretching my jaw open, the head just too wide for comfort. Let me feel it nudge into my throat, forcing me to relax even as it limits my ability to breathe. Please let me try to pleasure you. Bobbing my head, rubbing my tongue against your veins, choking myself, trying to take you deeper until you are ready to take over, to take your pleasure from me. Gripping my hair, thrusting hard and fast into the back of my throat so I gag and drool and try so fucking hard not to fight you, just to be a hole for you, to fuck. To use, to come in. Please, please come in me, Daddy. Please, please. I am flooded with gratitude and desire when you pull me forward again and push into my mouth. I am so absorbed in my task that I don't notice the two men, previously unseen at the other end of the carriage, stand and walk towards us. You do, of course. Did you know they were here already? Are they why you chose this carriage? You lean forwards and pull my skirt up over my hips. Pull your knickers down, little girl, you whisper in my ear. As I reach back to tug them down, I realize we are not alone. My face burns with the shame of being seen like this, so brazen and desperate. I don't stop, though. Of course I don't. It's clear that you want me to continue, and I need the comfort of your cock inside me more than ever in this moment. You murmur, "Good girl," and beckon to one of the men to approach. I gasp as his fingers graze my sopping cunt. He chuckles to feel my juices already smeared across my thighs. Kneeling behind me, he pushes into me abruptly. You choose this moment to force further into my throat, and I am pinned between you. The two of you settle into a rhythm, gradually building your pace. His fingers grip my hips, his nails digging into my flesh as he grunts his orgasm and floods my cunt with his cum. He nods to you, Thanks, man. I needed that. And withdraws. You beckon now to the second man. His cock is already hard and throbbing in his hand. He slides it across my sore and slippery cunt, coating it in my juices and the first man's cum. Then, without warning, tilts slightly and shoves it forcefully into my ass. I cry out as much as I am able with a throat full of your cock. You moan in pleasure at the vibration caused by my scream. You are both much rougher now, gripping my head and my hips and slamming into me in sync. I am reduced to nothing between you, a toy, a sex doll, a fleshlight. You come within moments of each other, your groan and his combining, so I can't tell which is which. He pinches my ass cheek as he withdraws, but, as before, his thanks are directed at you. Feeling your cum slide down my throat, I need no other recognition anyway. The train slows, and you pull your gradually softening cock from my mouth. Pull your knickers up, you direct me, tucking your cock back inside your jeans. You stand and help me to my feet as the train comes to a stop. Taking my arm, you lead me to the door. Come on, my filthy little slut. Let's go home, you say. I curl my hand around your fingers, feeling the men's cum coating the inside of my knickers, tasting yours on my lips as we step onto the platform. Yes, Daddy.